Blog Talk Radio.
Fellas, you know me. Pat is only cracking. I'm going to bring some shit to you today that's just jewels. I know what's in it. It's one of those jewel cakes that my mama used to make. Well, she used to call it a fruit cake. But man, be all kind of fruit in that motherfucker, plus it tastes like cake. When you a man, when you trying to be a man, when you want to be a man, however you want to start, something has to matter. Some things have to matter to you. You can't be one of them motherfuckers talking about, man, I don't care. I don't care. See, when you like that, you ain't got shit going on, and you don't want to admit it. Because what we gonna talk about, it's the little things that you overlook that make such a fucking difference in what results. Oh, man. I got this foreign motherfucker. I hope, man. Hey, okay, what's going on, foreign number 447?
Yeah, no, but let me get pizza.
Already, I know I ain't trying to talk to that motherfucker. So, what I'm saying, it's the little things. These little things make the difference between you and the next motherfucker pretending to be somebody like you. I'm just saying, man, you gotta, have a lane, and you gotta identify that lane, and you gotta be, man, what the fuck do you want, man? Because what I'm saying is I ain't listening to no talking like that. What the fuck you want?
Yeah, no, Rosebud, I'm calling from London.
Hey, listen, bro, listen to me, please. I'm asking you this. I'm asking you. Hang the phone up and do not call back in. I do not want to talk to you, man.
Hello.
I think that voice you're doing is bullshit, and I think you're playing motherfucking games. So can you please not call me again? Man, that dude is playing fucking games. That's that same motherfucker that's been fucking with me. So what motherfucker gonna sound like that? Shit. What I'm saying is, I know internet shit belongs to you, belongs to me, belongs to everybody. So I can't make claim to the internet. But what I'm saying is, whatever you claim, you have to be able, or you should be able to claim it. I mean, as long as you can talk, you can claim it. But what I'm saying is, a real motherfucker want to be recognized. That's why some things matter to him. Most things matter to him. So you put your work in before you want to be recognized as a real man. There's a lot of little things to do. Becoming a real man. I remember going to a club with some youngsters. You know, they was fools. You know what I'm saying? You know, wannabe motherfuckers. You know, I liked them, though. The moment we walked in, one of them motherfuckers said, hey, you guys, this guy has called me six times. I'm not talking to you, dude. The moment we walked in, one of them young fools said, damn, there's a lot of potentials here. And of course, since I'm the OG, yeah, my man, you know, that's a fact. You know, and I had a little hint of approval in my voice. But we're not out learning how to be pimps. We just out not actually learning how to be men, but they are checking me out. So the youngster say, well, come over to the bar, you know, so I can buy your old pimp ass a motherfucking drink. And then we can hurry up and go over there and try to catch some of these loose bitches. Now, of course, he thought he was talking shit. And you gotta understand this. Education comes to you when you're least prepared. Well, maybe not least prepared, but least expecting it. So I shot at him. You see, youngster, that's why, you know, you and all your partners need to be fucking with me. Why is that, OG? Now, while you going to be wasting your time, wasting your energy, rushing over there to try to catch a bitch, I'm going to sip my motherfucking drink. And as I do, I'm scoping out the goddamn place, and when I'm done sipping, I'm going to ease all over there and catch air one of them loose motherfuckers, whoever standing. You got to understand, man, the energy and the time of a real man is precious, bro. And you never waste it, youngster. That's why I fucks with you, OG. In the dark, you always show me the light. That motherfucker appreciated. I say that's what we do. I love that, telling that story. See, a lot of motherfuckers be talking about what I'm doing, but they don't ever really be talking about what I'm doing. They are talking about whatever it is they're talking about, but it ain't what I'm doing. I got people reaching out to me. Now, you know, I do credit in my school. And what I'm saying is this $1,350. That's some money. Man, I got people asking me to give them credit. And I do. And I got these motherfuckers paying without me asking for shit. I don't know what you think about that, man, but I think that says something about the respect level they have for me and what I'm bringing. Because let's say you spent whatever and we started 2-3 weeks later when you're going to spend again on your payment, you got to be wondering to yourself, is this worth it or not? Because if it's not, I'm going to stop paying. But they don't stop paying. They keep paying because it's worth it. You gotta understand. Some of the motherfuckers understand. Some people understand. And they shout encouraging words to me, you know, at every chance they get. But, you know, most of you motherfuckers shout, not most, I'll take that back. A pretty good percentage of you motherfuckers shout out angry words at me. You know, based on me not being with the times. You see, there's something that you young men will never know. And plus, I'm wondering, why is it that the goddamn fools and suckers and assholes call in? And no motherfucker that's got some sense that I can kick it with want to call in until I start talking shit. You know, the other motherfucker want to call in. Man, but it's Sunday, so I'm supposed to be cool. You know, you young motherfuckers ain't gonna realize this, but I'm gonna say it. You can't hurt me with insults. There's no insults you can come up with that can actually penetrate my armor. Because my life and my past is in your face, and I'm saying, and nowhere in it, my life currently or in my past, can you find a blemish? You can't. You can't find a blemish on my shit, or some motherfucker would have done it. the neighbor to call in and try to embarrass me. So, what am I saying? See, that's what's wrong. You motherfuckers don't know what I'm saying. I cover myself now, and I covered myself when I was in them motherfucking streets because I knew the value of a clean record, a clean jacket. These days would come and I would need a spotless record because who's going to listen to an old motherfucker that was leaking and all kind of other shit? Nigga, ain't nobody trying to hear you. 209, I seen you pop up. What's up, baby?
Oh, man, just checking in. How you doing, Buck?
I'm good, brother. How about you? What's your question?
Man, I ain't got no question, bro. I just was in the archives the other day, man, and that story that you told how you spilt the Kool-Aid on the cream, you know, that was real, it was real funny to me, man. I liked it that.
Hey, you come out when I changed the flavor? McGee was the name?
Yeah.
Hey, listen to this, bro. I did that shit with some candy, too. Wasting Kool-Aid.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that story, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Oh, the ice cream. Okay. I mean, all right, but any motherfucker. Well, yeah, man, I fucking waste that Kool-Aid on it. And instead of panicking,
that was beautiful.
I let that shit dry out. And the next morning or the next few hours when I start fucking with it, shit. I think it was yellow, so I had the pineapple. Then I poured some strawberry on there so I could have a strawberry. That shit is crazy.
Hey, that was beautiful.
All right, man.
Hey, bud. Hey, you still hitting the 175? You still benching that 175?
Hell no. If I could bench 40, I'm happy. No, I can't do none of that. Bro, I'm 70 years old. I can't do none of that goddamn shit.
Start light, bro. Start light. You got to keep your limbs up, bro.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I ain't telling you what to do, bro. I just threw it up in the air, bro.
That's why I said, okay, I know you got love for me. You want to see me here a while, so I got to do something. And you ain't saying you're seeing me looking slouchy, are you?
No, but when you said you hit 175, I said, that's why you look like you do. That's why you look strong, bro. But now that you're telling me that, you know what I mean? I ain't going to analyze you or nothing, but... it's all good.
Bro, I take care of myself the best of my ability, and I'm glad you're looking out for me. Stay down with me, man. Let me get these other calls, and I get back with you. Hey, 929, what's going on?
How you doing, Pimpin'? What's going on? How you doing, man? I see you doing a great job, man. Keep it up, man. Don't let nobody get under your skin, bro.
You've been doing a damn good job.
We're doing a damn good job. Keep it up, man.
My skin been thick for a long time, brother.
I watched the video. You tell the caller, get off the phone. Nah, you ain't got to do all that. Just hang up on that nigga. Block him. That's it. That's all you got to do.
All right, bro.
All right, bro. You be easy, man. God bless you, man. All right.
So, see, man, I get love, man. That's why I don't care what motherfuckers say. You know, I know people gonna think what they think, and I ain't mad at you for thinking what you think, but don't try to make me think it. I'm gonna think what the fuck I want to think. You know, as far as, you know, not being in touch, come on. I get a lot of people saying, you out of touch. I mean, that would have to mean that I ain't even synchronized with what makes the fucking world go round today. So if that's the case, I don't know what they talking about. Because what would you call a motherfucker that has a formal education? I'm talking about the same motherfucker excels at technology-driven learning. And I'm saying, this motherfucker graduated in the top 1% of his master's program with a 4.0. And this motherfucker didn't live to tell you about it. Now, come on. What motherfucker, or what kind of motherfucker would you call that? What would you call a man who communicates with CEOs, education professors, I mean, as easily as with administrators, as well as gang-banging motherfuckers? I mean, it never ceases to amaze me at the lack of insight to life that I get to witness by you motherfuckers that think you got it going on. Then it's just so many of you wouldn't be, well, that's probably why so many of you get killed. But what I'm saying is, I was finna say, you motherfuckers wouldn't have made it across the street fucking with us. But I wouldn't have meant that we would kill you. But, you know, that's kind of what I was saying. Not that we would kill you, but you ain't getting, you fuck you is what I was saying. All I want is for you to realize that I thought I knew it all when I was your motherfucking age. See, but knowing it all back then included knowing how to recognize shit from sugar. See, it didn't make any difference what form the shit showed itself in. Could it look like a fucking chocolate pie because they dressed it up. But if you can't recognize the shit when you eat it, you're going to be the nation shit. When priceless information was bestowed on me, whether it was about the game or about life in general, I always listened. I never in my fucking life felt as though I was jocking. And I'm one of them motherfuckers I was listening to. But I damn sure hung to some of their every words for months or years at a time. I'm not dated. I'm totally up to date with my shit. Yeah. 917. Oh, shit, wrong computer. 917, what's up with you, bro?
Yeah, Rosebud, I got a question for you. I want to know, if you don't mind answering, I want to know, like, what's the core of your belief system that made you the man you are today?
I ain't wrong. That's my
core. You ain't
core.
Wrong.
Yeah. I ain't wrong about shit I think. I don't get...
So how can you say that?
You asked me what's my core belief, right?
Yeah.
Now you gonna ask me how can I believe my core belief?
No, I'm just. It's just. I
know.
Guess I would never expect nobody to say that.
That's right. But you see, I did. Ain't nothing I say wrong. Just like when I said that to you, and it took you off guard, and ain't wrong. Once you know where a nigga coming from, you gonna see I'm right. And what I'm saying is I can't live where you coming from. I can't live where some other motherfucker coming from. I can only live with where I'm coming from. So I'm going with what I think, no matter what, whenever I think it, however I think it, whatever the condition, because I ain't wrong. I'm still living, ain't I? I ain't got no diseases.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, I ain't got no fucking diseases. I ain't got no bullet wounds, no stab wounds. I ain't had no broken fucking, well, I did break my wrist when I was a kid, but I ain't had none of that goddamn shit. And I talk crazy like this in the street. So evidently, you asking me something, I'm telling you.
No, I understand you. I'm not knocking
you.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is, if you want to know what I'm really saying, is that it doesn't matter what my core belief is. It matters that I believe something. And it matters that that something is strong enough for me to make a basis of my personality on. And once I do that, I'm almost, you know, at the bus stop. Because when I'm saying...
Wait a second. You said it doesn't matter what you believe?
No. Let me ask you something. Have you ever seen these people that stick pins and different hooks, fish hooks, and all this shit in their body through their skin and then hang up in the air? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I've seen some weird stuff like that.
So what I'm saying is that motherfucker believe everything he doing, and you can't tell him shit. And that's what I'm saying.
But,
I don't believe that.
Bro,
can you let me finish talking, then you talk? What I'm saying is, I don't believe that kind of goddamn shit, but what I believe as much as he believes in what he believe in. Because that's why it don't hurt. Because he believe it don't hurt. We think that shit would hurt like a motherfucker. And it would probably tear our skin off. But that motherfucker don't believe that shit. So what I'm saying is, how can you determine what somebody believes?
I guess what I'm trying to say is because it seems to me that a person could believe something, but their belief system could be wrong. Like me, I want to stand on something certain. That's just why I'm asking you these questions.
Hey, no, listen. You do want to stand on something certain. That is not why you asking the question, though. You asking the question because you're a scary ass motherfucker. And you need somebody to pave the way for you, like Dorothy in the Wizard of Oz. Because ain't nobody in the Wizard of Oz or whatever the fuck you need, man. How is a motherfucker going to give you something certain? Fucking Muhammad Ali can show you everything he know. And you still ain't going to be certain you don't get the fuck knocked out when you go out there.
Good point.
What's funny, man?
Good point. Now, that was a good point.
I'm just trying to show you, man. This is scary bullshit you talking. And simply because you think you got some smarts, you can make it appear that you're making a whole bunch of sense. But you don't make no fucking sense. Because you don't believe in shit you saying. Period. I believe in every goddamn thing I'm saying. You can't check me on shit, ever. You don't believe what you're saying, and if you did, you would choose whatever fuck you believe in, and that's what you'd be believing in. My core belief is I ain't motherfucking wrong about nothing I think or do, because I ain't gonna do it if it's wrong. I know that. That's me, man. I answered your question, right?
You sure did. 100%.
I just love... I don't hope it was what you wanted to hear, but I so hope it gave you some guidance to make some decisions, bro. Because we can't be like you. We don't want certainty. The only certainty we have is that we believe in what the fuck we think. Because I don't give a fuck what you think. I care what the fuck I think. Because I'm thinking for everything in my life, my daughter, my woman, my brothers and sisters, I'm thinking of all that shit when I think. I don't know what you do when you think. But part of me is caring for whoever fucks with me. If I don't do that, then I'm not being me. So I'm saying I'm a selfish-ass bastard because of that. But that selfishness does not exclude my people. I'm selfish about them, too, because that's me, bro. Am I making sense to you?
Yeah, you're making sense to me.
So let me ask you this then, bro. What sense am I making to you? Be real.
Well, the sense that you're making to me is, I would say the most thing that I took away from what you said is basically I'm not standing on, I don't believe in myself. Because if I was, I wouldn't be asking you the questions I'm asking you.
Bro, I know you pick them up, man. Don't drag them too far, man. You're dragging them goddamn nuts all down the road. Boy, that's what I'm talking about. When you got it, you got it. Because that's just what I'm talking about. The motherfuckers be scared. And they be punks. and they won't admit no shit like that. But I bet you this, the next time I hear from you, I don't even know what you're doing. I don't know where you at, but I bet you the next time I hear from you, you're going to tell me how this shit opened your fucking mind. And you see. Because that's what's wrong with you guys. You guys let people think for you. I don't. Think your own shit and handle it. I just talk shit about what I'm doing. But that ain't like saying you should do it like this. But you should handle it like this. That's what I think. But what you do, shit, it's like a singer. Just because they sing, that don't mean they sing alike. Every one of them got their own particular style to hit whatever note to do whatever. Same as us, man. But a lot of people are scared to develop their style. A lot of people are scared to put their style out there so you can see, this is me, woo-woo. And I don't want that for you, bro. We good?
We good. We good.
All right, man. See, the thing about me is I'm genuinely a caring motherfucker. And hey, you goddamn rough, fucked up voice talking motherfucker from wherever the fuck you call in London. Fuck you. So my thing is this. I'm not David. I'm just a motherfucker that choose to live in my mind and in my actions a certain way. And that certain way, as a general way, is being eliminated. Slowly but surely, if that's the case, I should be having less and less territory to hunt in. But that's not the case. Because what matters to me is being up. And I'm up on it. Believe it. Ask these bitches that be fucking with me. You ain't getting shit past my old ass. All you're going to do is get caught trying to do whatever you're doing, and then you're going to get laughed at, because that's what I do. I'm just a mature gentleman of leisure. My course may have changed subtly from what it once was, but I have not changed one iota. And I'm just as dedicated to what I'm fucking chasing now. So much so, I'm rededicating myself to the shit right now that we kicking it. We all know someone. All of us, we know someone that's thinking beyond where we're at in our life. And hopefully, who you know is as valuable as who I know, even though they're different people. And let me give you how a real motherfucker deal with shit, because you deal with everything the same way, head on, run it over, take it over. Now, let's talk about an aggressive female. Huh? This aggressive bitch. That ain't what I say. So what I'm saying is we talking about aggressive bra. Now I remember one time I was on this damn interview. And I was speaking to two hosts, a black man and a black woman. Now, I forget the name of it, but I think I was in Lancaster, California, right outside of L.A. They as they prepping me, they say, well, look, man, you know, you a brother, so I'm going to just be real. If you want to back out, now is the time, because we going to attack you. Matter of fact, that's just what I did. Okay, man. Well, I'm saying it don't ask me nothing. You don't want to know the truth, too. I ain't no scary motherfucker now. So the brother said, yeah, this is going to be cool. You know what I'm saying? We started interviewing. And you know, I'm kind of laid back right now. But before long, this female host must have thought she was dealing with a sucker or something because she challenged me on some shit. First, after she challenged me, I roasted her as only I could, saying pimp shit that really was fucking her up. Because she's not a hoe. Then I said, lady, if you keep fucking with me, if you keep talking to me, I'm going to catch you right on this goddamn interview in front of this camera. I said that to her. Now, before I go on, you got to understand what I'm doing. This is the first thing you learn in the second half of the semester. Your first semester, so you learn this. How to deal with an aggressive woman. Even though I didn't really know she was going to be aggressive, I had everything planned for an aggressive woman. Because that's how these interviewers are. They want to be in control and make you look like whatever they're trying to point, whatever their point is. So I went out there to interview, and I knew all I had to do was finesse her into a debate. And she took that fucking bait and started challenging me about being able to take her home or not. Because I'm saying, I don't fuck like that, you know, because I don't try to take women home with me. You know, I could take in when I said I could take any woman home that I speak to, shit, no, I got something in it. She didn't like that. So, what I'm saying is, she said, I doubt that. Because I said, I can take you home with me tonight. But she said, I doubt that. I'm not broke enough for that. I looked at her and said, you think a woman got to be broke to deal with me? I didn't call professors and women that were already rich. Well, you can't catch me, she said again. Now, I'm holding on here, fellas. This is why I write my shit down, because I might get distracted. 513, what's up?
Hello, can you hear me, bud?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? I just had to call you on a Sunday night, baby.
Come on, man. What's happening? You see I'm in the middle of a story. What's happening? What's your question?
I was going to ask, man, you know how society made that shit up far as, like, you got to kneel down on a knee to propose to a bitch. Like, I'm thinking, man, do you think, well, just not you with me, I'm like, women should be proposing to us, right?
Man, fuck no, man. And I don't care how that go, I don't have a particular view on it. So bitch can say, let's get married. And if I want to get married, I'll say, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying she should do that. I'm saying that that's what happened. Because I'm not about what's supposed to happen. You know, that's what's wrong with everybody. They got these fucking ways that some other motherfucker made up 300 or 400 years ago, and you're trying to live by that shit in today's world. That's stupid. Stupid as fuck. I don't do that goddamn shit. You ain't gonna never see me trying to live today with some goddamn fucking 1700. Get on my knees and propose to put my goddamn $400 jacket down over some water so this bitch can walk. I wish I would do some shit like that. So I'm yet to know all that, bro.
That's all I had. I was like, man. Yeah, I got you.
All right, man. Good shit, man. Thanks.
All right.
So, what I said, the bitch said, well, you can't catch me. So I looked into the camera and I said, you're going to be privileged to be able to witness a real man catch a sophisticated woman on the camera. And then I turned back. I turned back around. And because, let me tell you something else. At SWU, we learn not to indulge a motherfucker who's combative. What you do is tease them with statements that's going to question their character. Okay, you look like a cross artist bitch any motherfucking way. I'm saying, this is going to upset them. And once you got upset, you got upset. So I had to get that lady upset at me. Then once I did, I was going to ignore her and start talking to the male host. I know all this shit off the top of my head because I know bitches. Hey, I see this foreign number again. Hey, you fucking asshole. What the fuck do you want? Hey, 614, whatever your number is, what do you want?
Yo, Rosebud, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yo, Rosebud.
I can hear you, man. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you a question, bro. Is eating pussy submissive?
Man, you guys really kill me, man. So I just X motherfuckers out like that. I'll eat some pussy. Ain't that a bitch? Anyway, the shit you learn at SWU is how to handle bitches and not let pussy or eating pussy or any goddamn thing handle you. So like I'm saying, got the bitch upset, and now she trying to, you know, get at me, you know, want to, you know, challenge what I'm saying. And I'm saying, man, but you know, can you tell her to be quiet, man, so I can talk to you about blah, blah, blah. So I told her, after I said that, I told her, you see, man, if you was a conversationist like me, you would know to watch for, you would know what to watch for when you had a problem. This one could be live. And I say, bitches, and he cut me off. He said, all right, man, look, you don't have to call her a bitch. I said, look, man, you motherfucker asked how does a pimp catch a potential hoe. And I'm catching this motherfucker as we speak. And if you notice, look at her nostrils. See how they're flared like this? But see, anytime you get a motherfucker upset, they know it's going to flare. But when you make them see what you're saying by them knowing that their nose is flaring, they start believing what you're saying. Because at first, they didn't even notice it. See, that's excitement. And that's intrigue. Bordering on her damn near want to take her panties off. I know this is what's going on in this bitch mind. Because a man like me noticed all that kind of shit. And then she cut me off again. Because I said, look at you. I know your nachos mean you excited to talk to me. And she's, and you got to understand, as long as they're responding to what you say, you're in control. I'm not excited. At SWU, we learn ignoring her motherfucking ass forces her to interrupt you. And when she does interrupt you, she's no longer on her trip. She's fully into trying to trip me up and what I'm saying. And that ain't gonna happen. But I'm just much sharper than she is. And she doesn't realize she's in quicksand. And the more she talks, the more she moves, she's getting deeper in. I looked at her and I told her, don't spill my wine. I said, that's what your mouth say, but your body language and your eyes are saying something else. You do know that I'm fluent in body language, don't you? Then I looked at the male host. Because I'm ignoring baby some more. And I said, you see how wide her eyes are? Like she's on cocaine or some kind of drug or something. Well, she is on something. She's on my black ass. I said that shit. Then I'm just witnessing what I'm doing working. And this is what I'm saying. When you know what you're doing and you do it and you see it working, God, it just does something to you. Because the fact that I was ignoring that bitch and talking to the dude was killing her. I then looked at that woman who she was, actually motherfucking fine as fuck. And I said, you know what, girl? You can get paid on that track if you let me, you know, lace your motherfucking ass. But she looked at me and said, oh, really? How much do you think I can make? Right there, see? I just got her. Because her ego won't allow her to think about something that you could get this or that in and not wonder where she would rate. So you got to know when the bitch on your line, and I see she on my line. She don't know it, but she on it. And the bitch is asking, now get this. This is a sophisticated black ass host on camera asking a pimp nigga how much can she make. Now, as a fisherman, because we pimps are fishermen, I gotta know how to reel them in, or else what's the use of catching them? Now, fellas, besides her nostrils flaring and her eyes wide motherfucking open, she's now asking me how much money can she make. Can you see how fly I am? I'm doing this on the camera. I told her, that remains to be seen. But just so you don't get it twisted, I want the audience. And then I stared at it. I stared at the camera and I said, I want the audience to see. Here you got a sophisticated black-ass woman sitting on camera asking the pimp how much money can she make. And you still want to believe I can't have this bitch? And I said that to the host. And then he said, you know what? Her nostrils are flared and her eyes are sprung. You know, I think she is interested in you. And I smiled my whole pen every time I use that. I'm trying to be cool. And I said, she is, but I wouldn't mess with her with a 10-foot pole. I just wanted you all to see how fly I am. See what you just don't understand. Most motherfuckers don't understand why, out of all people in the fast lane, the pimp has always been embraced the most. The pimp was the first black person after slavery that said, fuck that shit, I'm as good as or better than that white man. And if you don't believe it, just get the movie Cotton Club and see for yourself. Lawrence Fishburne was the pimp, and the first black person to walk in the front doors of the Cotton Club, a club located in Harlem, where there were many black entertainers that performed, and made the club the place to go, but they couldn't go in through the front door. Had to go in through the back, even the people on the shows. And after Lawrence Fishburne started really getting money and shit, he said, fuck that shit. And he went in the front door. And the rest is history. See, We've always been a symbol of real freedom in the hood. Because if you can't do what you want to do, you ain't free. And that's what pimps did, what the fuck they wanted to do. And as far as where I'm at, right now I'm completing the first month of a new semester. And we've actually made great strides. All the students are learning the ins and outs of conducting an engaging conversation. And that is just really rewarding, like I said earlier, to see the progression of a student. This student's diction sounded like he was speaking with marbles in his mouth. It's just beautiful when this motherfucker sees what the progress can do and allow it to do it. And for me to witness him doing it, because I mean, you can't do shit unless it's shown. You got to show it. That's where I'm coming from. You got to show it. And if you show it, I give you a grade. But I'm saying this, brother. I'm talking about a brother. You know what I'm saying? Brother talking like that, speaking like a goddamn perk. You know, young lady, I wondered this, I wondered that. But I'm not wondering much anymore. I'm just saying, change. You hear it. His voice sounds like he got charm. Practice make perfect. And I feel my position. Of course, I always felt that I was, you know, a person who do shit in a major way. And I knew I was a representative of, if that's the case, a successful pimp. But I haven't been in the streets or that environment in over 20 years, maybe 25. And I'm proud to say I still have a lifelong respect from the major players that's out there today. They all had different stories to tell, if that's the case. I went to, it was actually a funeral, but I went there a couple of years ago, and I saw just, I'm talking about 50 years of people that some of them I hadn't seen in 50 years. I didn't remember them all, and when they were young and, you know, was pimping, we was doing what we was doing. So some of them was old enough, but not as old as me, to have seen American Pimp, and I was like an idol to them, an inspiration and shit. At one time, I'm telling you, I owned the world. And now I own my little corner of it. But I see, from being at that funeral, I see that I'm welcomed and allowed with respect to come into motherfuckers that's currently rolling like gangbusters. And I got their respect. And that's because even with all this shit I talk, no motherfucker has been able to come up with, and nor will they ever be able to come up with, any kind of blemish on my pimping. I earned all I received, and don't know how many of the OGs respect what I'm doing today. And they understand why. Excuse me. Something's in my throat. And they understand why. I'm not being ridiculed for trying to wake up the dead, as we used to say. Because, you know, a lot of you motherfuckers are asleep like you're dead. And major players in parts of the game that I wasn't in. I mean, they had been respected. They had heard my name. They seen my moves. This shit was entertainment. Not me, but just the internet put it. Because most of them motherfuckers are dinosaurs. And they only rely on their goddamn mind. Good thing. you know, but to them, punching the button and the computer coming up with shit, that shit was fine to me. and, you know, I heard of you, man, but you don't never had the pleasure of meeting you. I heard that no less than 100 times. You know, whenever I'm at functions, I always hear it. At that, I mean, I heard it just from people, reputable men. And I had to say the same thing to you, man. I heard of you too, woo-woo. Because we represent big game, and there is, like, room for whoever's worthy. But not many are. The Game's Hall of Fame. I wonder, what do Hall of Fame motherfuckers think when they put one of their, you know, own to rest? Probably what I'm thinking when I was at that funeral. I could just only imagine they sit and think of all the amazing things that one motherfucker did that we land to rest. And I'm talking about the nigga Doobie. Because from the day Doobie got on, he just swore that he would not do anything less than all he could to be a motherfucker, to be what the hell he wanted to be. And he did, and he was. That's why I love this game, because I'm not the only motherfucker. You know, I know when you look at my YouTube page, you think you only need to, like, see the newest couple of videos. But that's not true. You couldn't be more mistaken than if you thought you had two left feet. You need to go through the archives, and you need to look at as many of those motherfucking videos as you can. Because you may have heard me speak on this topic here, but in all those videos, it might be 5 or 6 times I spoke on the same topic with 5 or 6 times 2 hours of jewels, different jewels. The hidden gems in them, you know, about being what and who you want to be, they're not for entertainment. And just let me repeat with more emphasis. They're not for entertainment. I'm truly blessed to be able to witness what I have and what I've, you know, been doing. But what I witness is what I live for. I see total respect and awe of the power of the game. I went to the only real players ball we've had in many, many years. Sadly, it was a funeral, but let me tell you, it was a players ball. And Doobie's funeral, may rest in peace, was just an appreciation of the game. You know, it was truly a going home for him. I saw pimps, real fucking pimps, drag niggas, paper hanging motherfuckers, gamblers, giant D-boys, lawyers, preachers, thieves, actors, players from every corner of the country. I met and reacquainted myself with this game I love. There were so many true representatives there that I was just awestruck. And there were only enough tears shed to fill a thimble. Halfway. I was honored to be there. Any of you today niggas talking about this 21st century game, go right ahead. I knew it, but I've been off the scene for, you know, many years, and it started to believe you motherfucking soft shoe motherfuckers out there. You know, I was reborn. And you probably noticed it recently. You know, with this new believing game in the last year or two, you see I'm mixing it up differently than I had been. You know, I saw no less than 15 young guns rolling double R's, and not one of them was talking that scary-ass shit you motherfuckers be talking. Each one of them had elevated their game in their position in it, but they all came from the blade. They did. I was almost convinced y'all scary-ass shit represented what was out there. But you only represent what I can see. and I can see very little of the game because I'm not out there. You know, and that's why I didn't see your fake ass there, because you ain't out there. Every motherfucker who believes in this lifestyle that we speak, every motherfucker that believe in where we coming from, I see you, goddamn it, 713. What's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? This is David. I don't know if you mentioned this throughout the show, but I just want to tell all the listeners that today is the last day of your half-off month sale. So, you know, anybody, y'all can get on rosebudtheauthor.com, buy a book, everything half-off, $4, buy e-book, buy the audio book, American Pimp 1 and 2. Y'all do a little shopping today. This is the last day of the half-off sale, rosebudtheauthor.com.
Appreciate you, Dave.
Later.
All right, now, so my thing is this. Every motherfucker who believes in the game and promote the game's existence was there at that funeral. Now, if you weren't there, what does that say about you? I know you had some important business to baby, I mean, to take care of. And if you weren't there, that just tells me you have no respect for the game because there's certain things you cannot miss if you're in the game. And you're a non-entity to me. You don't exist, and whenever I speak to you, you'll need to remind me of who you are. I ain't gonna know you. I just ain't. You know, motherfuckers know real shit. A lot of motherfuckers think that this information in my course is new. It's not new information. It's been around since the beginning of time, but it was lost. And what I have that's new is an effective way of how to reclaim your confidence as a man. That's what I have. What's new is that it works. You're going to hear stuff from me that you'll swear you can use, and when it comes time to use it, you won't. You won't even do it. Because you motherfuckers are frauds. You're scared. You won't make yourself grow. You just want to be where you're at. Yeah, and I talk shit, call your names and all that shit, man. I mean, whatever. Think whatever you want to think about it. But I know what I think about it. I won't let no motherfucker call me no names. Shit. I have what you fucking want in the form of eloquent words of wisdom. And it's fully available to you. So much so that it can be taught to you by me. Your life is not in some woman's hands. The definition of you is not what women think. Your life is in your hand, and where you want to go with it is all that matters. That's between you and God, but not one woman will make your life any easier or more complete. Women can and do enhance your well-being. I mean, you can't say they're not shit. I know they have big value in my fucking life. Actually, women are valuable, to tell you the truth. A couple of years ago, I went and spent a day in Magic Johnson's Park in L.A. Every year I found out they have these rides for peace. And all the local car clubs, motorcycle clubs, and bicycle clubs were involved. I'm telling you, it was seriously beautiful. 200 motorcycles. All of them so goddamn, not just black, not just white. I mean, it was mixed. essays and brothers mostly. But the Corvette Club had about 50 vets, all fly. And the 64 and 63 Chevy Club, I mean, they was just off the chain. Then they had the trucks. The trucks was dope, but what you ain't gonna believe is they had these bikes that they called drop bikes. And these bikes raised up and down like the cars. I mean, these dudes were so sharp with they shit. It was just a bomb. And the reason I mentioned this is I was seriously thinking about how I could do that shit in my hometown. I mean, I had that good of a time. And it just was a big deal to me. So now that I'm, you know, doing my thing the way I am, I know that that train that I've been waiting on is coming. And I know I'm scheduled to be on it. I've been warned that I can only bring one thing. I can only bring one thing with me, and I won't be back ever. Now, when I get on these train, on this train, all the things I know now will change, and my integrity will be even more valuable to me. I have been waiting for this train for a pretty good while now, and I'm getting a little nervous about getting on it, to tell you the truth. I decided to bring my desire to win with me. That's going to be the only thing that I bring. Now, given the fact that I can never return to where I am now, it is a little scary. Damn, I hear that fucking whistle blowing. And I only have a couple more minutes to make up my mind. I can see the headlight now. This train is up on me. Damn it. I'm going to get on it. See, fellas, it's not often the train to success stops at your feet and offers you a ride. I'd be silly not to accept it. Don't you think I'd be silly not to accept a ride from the train to success? From the very beginning of Obama's presidency, the Republicans tried to, you know, stop him. They tried to make it about politics, but in the end it came out. They never fooled me. I've always known that racism is alive and well in the United States. It's back in the day, undisputed truth, smiling faces, all that shit. You know, it was true then, it's true now. And I don't mean racism against the races, you know, different than white people. I mean racism against black people and people of color by white people. And they hid it as long as they could. But the more I looked, the more it looked like Obama might get his chance to ride the glory of, you know, the successes, they went nuts. Now Biden, doing his thing, they're pulling their hair out. Trump's toupee, his toupee, even have an attitude. We know Trump is gay and can't stand to see a strong black man standing tall over his ass. But what can he do? It's just like J. Edgar Hoover. Tough-ass FBI motherfucker used to wear panties to work. He used to go pee in the ladies' bathroom. Trump is like that. All his friends and filthy rich Republicans see Biden as the spook who sat by the door. The difference is Biden won and gonna win again. That's the difference. So, of course, You know, I talk all the shit I talk. Some of it's relevant to you. Some of it's not. But everything I talk about is fucking relevant to me. That's why I talk about it. And I want dudes to come out of the shell that you allowed yourself to be put in. And understand that what we have is the shit. And we really have the seed or the fertilizer. Let me see what y'all talking about on this stream yard. Oh, shit, you know, you mean Royal, how are women valuable to a pimp out of the game? That is so stupid. First and foremost, Royal, the pimp is out of the game, so he ain't trying to pimp on him, so that ain't, you know, why they're valuable. But I'm saying, unless the motherfucker a faggot, he gonna want to get some pussy at some point. And if you want to be, you know, motherfucker that be paying for shit and all that kind of shit, you can do that. You know, you ain't got to worry about the bitch in no kind of way, which I don't want to do that shit. So what I'm saying, the reason women are valuable to me and I'm not in the game is because if I don't have no motherfucking women, I'll probably come and try to look at you and fuck your ass. And I ain't into that kind of goddamn shit. So I gotta have women. They don't make me. They don't do anything. Hey, Dylan Chilling, Biden is garbage. Hey, you know what, man? He might be. Tiger Woods is garbage. But let me tell you something. You can't tell me them motherfucking Republicans mean you better. Then he just Biden ain't shit. I don't like him either. But I'm saying, you can't tell me them Republicans mean something. You blocking you from voting, making sure, man, you motherfuckers are stupid. You're just stupid. And you think about money, you know, and you don't really have any money. I don't care how much you think you got. You don't have enough to matter. You guys are so fucking stupid. Man, God. I hate I started talking about that. Because that turned me off. I'm gone, you guys. Be cool.